Bobby's a Orange, episode 9. 1 week ago on Bobby's a Orange, Ness traveled from one place to another, and Paula battled Everdred in Super Smash Bros. This week, they'll go to a concert and ride on a tour bus, like a bunch of hippie groupies here on...
Hey, aren't you Lucky from the Runaway 5 band?
Yeah, I sure am. You must be Ness, that set out to rescue that girl Paula. And you must be Paula.
Yes, I'm Paula Polestar, and this is Ness.
It's just Ness.
Awesome! It's so cool to meet you guys! You're real celebrities around Tucson. Hey, why don't you take this backstage pass and meet us in the dressing room before the show?
Wow. Okay, awesome.
Please present your tickets, sir.
Here you go.
Oh, wow. A backstage pass. You must be friends of the Runaway Five.
No, actually, we just met them in the parking lot.
Okay, well, enjoy the show.
Hey, this show is gonna be boss, eh?
Yeah, it should be pretty sweet.
Oh, yeah, you might not want to stand there.
Why's that?
I just made a chainsaw rip of a fart, and I wouldn't want you to die in the fumes.
Well, we appreciate the thought, Kevin. That's what your name tag says, right?
Yeah, I'm Kevin. I work here at the theater, so I get to see all the shows for free. Unfortunately, the Runaway Five have been here since I started, so for the last 2 years it's been the same show over and over. It's a good show, though. Sometimes I wonder why they bother taking their instruments on stage if they never use them, though.
Okay, well, it was nice talking to you, Kevin.
Please, call me Simon. Okay then.
Hey, Paula, what are you doing here?
Oh. Hey, Trisha.
Ooh, who's this?
This is my friend, Ness.
Your friend, huh?
Actually, he crossed a vast valley full of UFOs and trees and defeated a giant cult of crazy people and single-handedly made Al Gore cry before rescuing me from a cabin on the east side of town.
He knows Al Gore? That's so sweet! Did you know we're all gonna die because of global warming?
Paula, who's your friend?
Ness, this is my acquaintance, Trisha. Her little brother goes to the preschool my parents run. We've known each other for way too long. Really. Way too long.
So, like, how did you guys get in? My daddy had to buy me another front row ticket after I lost my backstage pass. I think I might have fallen out on the way here.
Really? How'd that happen?
Well, I was up in my room doing my hair with my solid gold hair dryer when I suddenly realized it was almost time for the show. So I called Enrico to come get me, so he flew his helicopter up to the balcony, and when I got in, we flew down to the Porsche, and when we drove to the bus station, yeah, we bought the bus station, then we took the bus down to the theater, but then I realized I forgot my purse. So I had Enrico run back to the 2 blocks of the house to get it while I waited in my lawn chair that I took in the bus from the Porsche. Finally, he came back, and I used a credit card from my father's to buy a new ticket so I can get awesome seats. But they were full, so I had to pay them to install a new chair in the front row, and it took a while. And somewhere in that time period, I think I lost the pass.
Wow, that sucks. Well, the Runaway Five just gave us a backstage pass.
Oh my gosh, really? What are you waiting for? Let's go see him.
Hey guys, nice to see you again.
Hey Lucky, how's it going?
Well, man, not so good. You see, the theater owner has got some crazy contract that keeps us here until we can come up with $10,000. I have no idea where we would come up with that kind of money.
Well, there are these awesome high-stakes Super Smash Bros. Tournaments that are worth a ton of money like that.
Yeah, if only we had a GameCube. Well, that's my cue. I hope you guys enjoy the show.
Paula, why don't we give that money to the theater owner so the Runaway Five can be free?
Are you kidding me? I was gonna use that money towards this house I saw in the newspaper. It was only $7,500 and has prime real estate value in Onet. I could have invited all the people I met at myspace.com and sturman.net. It'd be like a convention or something.
But you're only 13 years old. Why do you need a house anyway?
You know what, Ness? Maybe I wanted one, okay? God, do you ever think of that? It's tonight, I'll do whatever I want with it.
Hey, do you guys know there's a sweet house I just saw in the newspaper, so I bought it right now over the phone.
Okay, Ness, you can have the money. And Trisha, you suck.
What?
What are children doing in my office?
Excuse me, sir?
It's Poochie Food, kid.
Mr. Poochie Food, I'd like you to let my people go.
Son, do you have any idea the amount of debt those guys are in? It's gotta be close to 10 grand by now.
Oh yeah? Well, take a look at this.
Oh my. What is this? Where did you get such a large sum of money?
Video games.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess the Runaway Five are free to go then.
You guys are awesome! With this out of the way, we're gonna travel to the next town. Why don't you guys come along?
Sure, let's do it!
Man, no ghost can scare us in this town, man. We play loud music!
I had no idea that would stop ghosts in their tracks.
Yeah, it's crazy. Did you know that you can kill vampires with Captain Crunch? Well, get off, kids. We're letting you off here.
Wait. You guys aren't coming?
Nope. Our gig is in Forside, the next town over.
So, why are you letting us off in this town?
Well, as you know, gas prices are only getting bigger.
And?
That's it. Gas is expensive, and you guys are only adding the cost.
But that doesn't make any sense.
Hey, don't blame me. If you would have read Al Gore's new book, which explains how heavier cars drive up gas prices, then you would understand. That guy's a genius!
Okay then. Well, we'll see you around.
See you guys later.
Okay, so what do we do now?
I don't know. This place gives me the creeps. You maybe want to check out the graveyard?
Sure, that makes sense.
Whoa! Do you see that? Is that a zombie?
Holy crap, Ness, let's get out of here.
It's like it's looking into my soul!
It's staring me over.
Yeah, let's get out of here.
We should probably spend the night at a hotel since it's so late already.
Okay, that sounds like a plan. I saw this hot chick standing around there earlier anyway.
Oh. I get it. A hot chick? So I'm not good enough for you?
But I don't date you.
But you look at other women.
Well, I mean, yeah, I don't care.
Okay, so you don't care about me.
No, I do care about you.
Oh, okay, so now you love me.
No, I don't love you. I just want to make sure you're safe.
Oh, that's so sweet.
No, it's not sweet. I need your psychic powers.
Oh, so now you're just using me?
Ugh, forget it. Let's just go inside.
Wow, look, Ness, you got your wish. There's your little girlfriend now.
She's not my girlfriend. She's gotta be almost 10 years older than me.
Oh, okay, so now you like older women.
Paula, shut up!
You know what, Ness? If you love her so much, why don't you tell her?
Fine, Paula, maybe I will!
Stupid assness. Stupidness. I think I'll just run my own room for the night. Maybe they have legally blonde too. Wait a minute. Darn it, Ness has all the money. Hey Ness, I need some money. I'm staying in that room down the hall, okay? Ness? Ness?
We didn't want to tell you guys, but the narrator actually got killed halfway through this episode. He was shanked in the parking lot of Walmart. God rest his soul.
Rest in peace. You know, the reason he was killed is because he made so many mistakes this episode.
It's okay, though, because next episode, we're going to bring a new narrator on who has a British accent.
Has a British accent? But we need to train him to talk like the old narrator.
No.
No?
No, I do believe that there was a poll, and you guys weren't invited, but there was a poll, and it stated that the English guy should take the job. I saw the poll. Oh. You guys must have missed it or something.
I didn't see this poll.
Yeah, well, it was over quick. It was like I asked one person, and it was me just now. But okay, well, obviously I'm gonna have to go now because I'm a very busy man. So you guys have a good day.
You do that. All right. Judging on that fun fest, and he left, so I couldn't yell at him. Oh well, get out of here, Matilda Caboose. And that was Fobbies of Orange, possibly the most fail-tastic episode ever because I messed things up.